Mr. Dorner is, in my view, a guy who thinks in a very linear fashion, left, right, right, wrong, black, white, that kind of thing. And so it doesn't surprise me he didn't shoot any of the civilians other than the two that were related, the daughter that was related to a former LAPD captain, because in his mind that was connected to the police. Short of that, everyone else he's not against, because they haven't, in his view, harmed him. It's the police who have harmed him, and so they are fair game to shoot.
There were some questions about how this was all handled by law enforcement during the shootout, and then that spectacular fire. In your eyes, how was it handled?
I think they did what they really had not many options to do at that particular cabin. I mean, think about, Amanda, when you go to a barricaded situation, you deal with the history you have, which is a lot of violence toward police, high capacity magazine assault rifles that can kill a lot of people in a short period of time. You're not going to be able to talk him out, so there's no reason to even try to get into negotiating with him. You know he's in the house, so what do? You gas houses typically, and I think they tried what we typically use in most situations to gas people out. It's a colder gas. The reason you use it is that it won't start a fire typically. That didn't work, so they went to CS gas. It does because it's hot, and the reason law enforcement typically doesn't use it is because it does start fires, and I think, according to the sheriff, that's what started the fire.
I think a lot of us were fascinated to find out later that Dorner was holed up basically across the street from the police command post for much of this time. What does that say to you? Why do you think he was doing that?
Well, I'm not sure that he intentionally knew that. I think what happened is that after Mr. Dorner set his truck on fire and moved out on foot, that he found the quickest, shortest, unoccupied cabin that he could find, because obviously when he did that, there wasn't a command post. And there's every reason to believe, I think at this point, that he pretty much stayed either in or around that particular cabin or home until the homeowner showed up. And then he was on the move, and that's what ultimately got him caught.